This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by BEX. Since 1937, BEX has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. Markets are closed today in observation of the Independence Day holiday, so this analysis is current as of the close yesterday. At the end of another trading day in the ag marketplace, we're here with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group to wrap up today's trade. Of course, Bill, what are we seeing going on in the grain and livestock markets?
Yeah, it's kind of a stabilization. We had all the chaos last week with the report, the bearish surprise in the corn with the acres up 1.2 million, although the bean acres are down 700,000 and only about 2 million over last year. And the corn acre, the wheat acres were 47 and change, a couple million under last year. So the report wasn't a total wash, particularly for the beans and the wheat. After getting thrashed on last Friday, the market's kind of stabilized this week. Looks like beans and wheat, at least for the first 3 days, going to close higher. Corn about steady. Market's just kind of adjusting to the government report, knowing that we still have a full growing season ahead for the corn for the months of July when corn is made, and August for the when the beans are made. As well, we've got global shortages because of weather issues and Black Sea. Of course, we hear about that almost every day. Brazil, Argentina, Mexico, China. So not getting support from the world stocks. You know, the corn acres and bean acres are down.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At BEX, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. BEX, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BEXHybrids.com.
At the close, September corn down 2.5 at 405.5. August soybeans up 7.5 at 11.57¾. On the Merc, August live cattle up 82 cents at 185.92. August feeders up 227 at 263.37. July lean hogs up 52 cents at 89.75. Markets will be open again tomorrow. This is the closing market report on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.